Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Stephanie Winslow. She's an author, speaker, blogger, and founder of Blind Spot Consultants. Has a lot of talent. She's been a frequent guest on Hope Is Here the past 2 years because, like me, she desires to be an advocate for hope. We talked about yesterday about having permission to fall apart. It was a recent blog post that Stephanie had, and we were talking about grieving, falling apart, allowing yourself to feel the pain when a loved one is no longer with us here on earth and has gone to be hopefully with Jesus. And if you missed yesterday's program, I really want to encourage you to check it out. Our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check that 14-minute program out. But we finished up yesterday just kind of talking about your friend asking some probing questions and allowing ourselves time to grieve, giving ourselves permission to fall apart for a morning or afternoon or evening, and maybe longer if you need, but at least allowing some window of time if you feel like you need that. And but you also shared in this recent blog post, permission to fall apart, Psalm 119:107, and it says to us, talks to us about how God, you talked about how God's word has helped you putting things back together during this process. And, you know, so many people say, well, how do I handle certain situations? And God's word wants to help us with every need, every want we have. And Psalm 119:107 says, everything's falling apart on me, God. Please put me together again with your word. And can you share some of the things that you've learned about God through Scripture and during this grieving process that you shared in that recent blog post, Permission to Fall Apart?
Yes, thank you. There has been a lot of Scripture, and that's, you know, one of the things that I find I go to a lot is looking at the promises of God, that he promises to be our comforter, and he promises to give us peace. He doesn't promise that our days will be perfect and sunshine and rainbows all the time. In fact, he tells us that we will have trials and tribulations. But in the midst of those things, he will give us just what we need to make it through, as long as we are doing our part and keeping our eyes focused on him. And so that's really, I think, a challenge for us is, in the middle of grief or any hard time, it's really easy to take our eyes off of God and put them on the situation. And but when we really focus in on the promises of Scripture, we will see that he really is standing there with us, hand in hand, walking through the hard days with us. In the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because God is with us. From Psalm 23, I mean, that is actually a verse that my brother was reciting over and over again in his, you know, final days of his life. He was clinging to that promise that he didn't have to fear death because God was with him. And so it's things like that that continue to just bring me hope and to give me a clear perspective. But the four things that I talked about in the blog were that grief doesn't look a certain way, and it doesn't fit into a tidy little box, and it's definitely not pretty. And as a person who likes to be productive, this is kind of a joke, but there is no Best Griever Award because I think, you know, even in the hard things, I want to be productive at doing them, and you know that gets a little silly. But
I can totally relate to that. That's why I chuckled a while ago. I'm type A too, and you know, if I know I need to grieve, but I want to do the best I can at grieving.
Yeah, and the second one was that there is really no fast track version of moving through grief, and I think sometimes we want to just plow through it and put it behind us. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, it's very likely that I haven't really even entered grief yet, that I'm still living really in shock of what happened. And so, you know, what are all of those lines, and when does grief really start? And I think at the end of the day, for me, like, I don't know that it even matters that we need to define those things, but just recognizing, like you said earlier, that we really shouldn't rush through it, and we need to allow ourselves time and space to heal and allow God to use that hurt that we feel. And, you know, if we don't allow ourselves to really fall apart, I think we're almost cheating God out of the opportunity to fully heal us. And so that's the third point, is that when I allow myself permission to fall apart, it enables me to trust God to put me back together. And I think that's where I got stuck, too, in this thought process. Well, if I fall apart, am I going to stay apart? And will I have, you know, the strength and energy to put myself back together? But it's not about me. You know, God doesn't say that I have to put myself back together, but through His Word and through His promises and through the community around me, over time that healing will come, and He will put me back together and make a beautiful mosaic and a beautiful picture of His grace in my life and His love in my life. And then the final point of point four was just that grieving with friends who walk closely with Jesus is such an incredible blessing in so many ways. But in this instance, you know, having friends who are a community of people, friends in particular, who are willing to say things in a loving way, but that really challenge our status quo and the way we're thinking. This friend for me in particular, her name is Bethany, and she has been many times over a great counselor to me. I mean, she is actually a counselor as well in her line of work, but anyway, so she's just been a blessing in my life.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and God bless us with great friends like it. You also shared in your blog post, Permission to Fall Apart, Psalm 119, verse 114, says, "You're my quiet place of retreat. I wait for your word to renew me." And I want to encourage you, even when you're grieving and hurting, to read God's word. The book of Psalms is a great place to go and hear different people who cry out to God during times of hurt, disappointment, heartache, and I want to encourage you to, even though you're hurting, to not turn away from spending time in God's Word. And I liked that you finished up that article you shared, that, you know, grieving doesn't end in a week or a month. It doesn't just shut off. There's no on or off switch. But you said, if I'm patient, if I'm willing to fall apart in the loving arms of my Heavenly Father, if I'm willing to meditate on the truth of His Word, then I will be renewed. Then God will help put me back together piece by piece. And so just great friendly reminder to those listening out there that are going through a tough season of loss and grief, that it's okay to grieve. And I'd say maybe where you're at here in these early months of your brother's death, it's just kind of adjusting to the new normal, isn't it, Stephanie?
For sure. Yeah. You start doing things, yesterday I worked out for the first time in 2.5 months, and that was a part of my normal routine, but I haven't had the energy or the motivation to do it until yesterday, and then at the end of it, I just sat on the floor and bawled, you know, cried my eyes out, because it's just one thing that I'm trying to put back into my life, but it's, it feels different. It just is.
Well, and I appreciate that it is still so fresh, only being 2 months since your brother's passing. And yet, as I walked through those first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas, first birthdays of that loved one, my first birthday, it is a new normal. And those first are really tough, but I want to encourage those that are listening today that, you know, God will be there with you through the pain, the disappointments. And my prayer for friends always is, when they're going through that first holiday or that first birthday, whatever, that first is that you always have to deal with that first year after losing a loved one is that also through the tears that there'll be moments of laughter, of just good memories with those loved ones. And for those people listening today, Stephanie, I would think you echo this too, that, you know, people that you love, make sure you let them know that and make time for family and friends, maybe less social media. It kind of gives you a reality evaluation, it does, doesn't it, when you have something happen like you did with your brother back in November?
Yes, for sure. It definitely resets your priorities and reminds you what's really important. And even, you know, with my kids and my relationship with them, it's recognizing what is it really that I want them to learn from me when they leave my house. And I could give them a lot of things, but I want them to have faith. I want them to have seen a mom who clung to God through the hardest of days, and that I didn't turn my back on him because it got rough. And so that's what I want them to leave my house knowing, is that, you know, faith is more than just happy feelings, and it's still continuing to press in when it hurts, and believing that God is using every hurt and every tear for His good, for our good, and for His glory. And I believe that with my whole heart. I have seen it time and time again in my life, and just getting the courage to tell your story and to share the hurt and how God has shown up in the middle of it gives other people hope.
Well, it most certainly does. And one of the things that, you know, I've shared over the past 2 years several times, but I'd always sympathized when people, when they lost a loved one, but you know, when I buried my dad, and it was a little unexpected, not obviously that he was going to die, we all do, but at the timing of it. And but now I can empathize. And so I'm sure as you're sharing this with people, you definitely are able to empathize a lot more with people, can't you?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. And it's funny, too, what connects you to people now is the kind of those common themes. And there's actually a girl who just started coming to my church, and from out of town, and she saw me share my post, and then I found out that she had lost her brother just a couple of months before that, and so now we're meeting on a regular basis to, you know, work through what it looks like to lose a brother, an older brother, together. And you know, who knew if I never shared my story, I probably wouldn't have ever known. So just, you never know how God's going to use it and bring you into relationship with people.
We've been talking with Stephanie Winslow. She is an author, speaker, blogger, just tremendous writer. I want to encourage you to check out her website, ascenttohope.com. That's ascenttohope.com. And we've been sharing about a recent blog post she had called Permission to Fall Apart, as she shares what she's learning about grief through the death of her brother Zach at the age of 39 back in November. But I want to encourage you to go check out that website, ascenttohope.com. She's written a couple books, one we talked about last year, The Rugged Climb from Fear to Faith. She also has done a study guide since then for that book. It would be great for a life group. But tomorrow we're going to talk about her newest book. It's called Ascent to Know Him. It's a devotional study guide book that I'm personally doing, and I'm really enjoying it. So I hope you'll invite a friend to join us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with author, speaker, and blogger Stephanie Winslow on Hope Is Here. Are you looking for an upscale luxury used car? Look no further than Paradise Motorsports. Paradise Motorsports, located in Lexington on East New Circle Road, has quality vehicles at amazing prices. The owner, Rod, and his team will take great care of you. If you want to check out their selection of quality upscale luxury used cars, check them out online at ParadiseInventory.com. That's ParadiseInventory.com.